Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In his first meeting with a foreign leader, President Trump spoke of the two nations' special relationship, and British Prime Minister Theresa May agreed, mentioning common economic interest and shared values and respect.
And there will be times when we disagree and issues on which we disagree. The point of the special relationship is that we are able to have that open and frank discussion.
Mr. Trump also spoke to reporters about his respect for the UK.
The United States respects the sovereignty of the British people and their right of self-determination. A free and independent Britain is a blessing to the world.
Also Friday, President Trump signed an executive action that restricts any Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, says she is heartbroken that the U.S. is closing the door on children, mothers, and fathers fleeing violence and war. During the Friday press conference with Prime Minister May, there were queries about Mr. Trump's controversial stance on Mexico and Russia when asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned phone call later today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump said it is still very early to talk about sanctions. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said that Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if agreement is reached to end the country's six-year-long civil war. The United States and Western allies believe Assad must relinquish power. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, a record number. The UN says more than 5,000 people died last year as well, trying to cross the Mediterranean. Mayor of a Somali town on the border with Kenya has been killed in a deadly dawn attack by Al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Rari Null was killed inside a Kenyan military base after Al-Shabaab militants stormed the base. Null was one of three civilians killed in the attack. Two others were wounded. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley here in the United States has arrived at the United Nations to begin her work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the UN.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN, and the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Friday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, remembering the 6 million Jews killed by German Nazis and their collaborators during the Holocaust, virtually wiping out a third of the world's Jews. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Tragically, and contrary to our resolve, antisemitism continues to thrive. And we are also seeing a deeply troubling rise in extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Irrationality and intolerance are back.
Friday's UN-designated Holocaust Remembrance Day commemorates the date of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp in 1945. Indonesia has quietly released a presidential decree addressing its roughly 14,000 refugees and asylum seekers who were previously overlooked in the country's laws. It's being hailed as promising, if incomplete, first step for Indonesia that is not a signatory to the UN convention relating to the status of refugees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. Not only is this going to be a radio program, but it's also going to be an invitation to a family reunion as I take you to New York City to the annual event, the Jazz Connect Conference. This year the theme is The Family of Jazz. Yes, each year in New York, it's the largest gathering of jazz musicians, educators, professionals, advocates, and just simply people who love jazz and support jazz in every way they can. Truly a family of jazz gathered in New York the 4th and 5th of January, and there speeches were made in front of everyone who attended. I'll share some of those speeches with you from some of the most famous artists in jazz today, including Christian McBride, Maria Schneider, who gave the keynote address, and saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa. You'll hear their thoughts and their music on this edition of Jazz America. And there were many different panel discussions and other events that took place. I had the joy of attending many of them and also being part of one of the events, and that was what is known as a jukebox jury, where a group of radio programmers sat and listened to songs that had not been released yet and decided and explained to the audience whether or not they would like to play them on their radio programs and why. Well, one of the new works that was previewed was the U.S. Army Band's Blues Swamp Romp Division, a smaller group than the usual big band that does those great big band charts and produces them for recordings. And we've certainly played some of them over the years here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, this latest one is certainly coming from the blues, the source. It's Voodoo Boogaloo, as the U.S. Army Band, which has been around for decades and decades since the middle of the 20th century, took on the spirit of New Orleans music. Some of their own compositions as well as classics, like this one. Here's Jelly Roll Morton's Millenburg Joys, the U.S. Army Blues Swamp Romp Band from the new album Voodoo Boogaloo, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
fear, ride on your silence. Don't look back, you move so well within your space. I despair, your vacant looks don't prove a thing. I wish I knew the bottom of your heart could sing. Take my lead, ride on your smile. Don't look back, you move so well your space. I realize my needy eyes don't mean a thing. I know you know the bottom of my heart can sing. Have you got a heart? What's in it? I have got one song, your name's on it, that I can hum it. Do you hear? Prove a thing. I wish I knew the bottom of your heart could sing. Take my lead, ride on your smile. Don't look back, you move so well within your space. I realize my needy eyes don't mean a thing. I know you know the bottom of my heart could sing. Have you got a heart? What's in?
One of the joys of the Jazz Connect Conference is the fact that hundreds of jazz musicians and advocates and professionals, as I mentioned earlier, are simply just walking around in the space, running into old friends, just like a family reunion. And one of those great artists that I had a chance to speak to one-on-one is the vocalist Kate McGarry. That is her song, No Wonder, from her album, The Target. And though I didn't have my microphone in my hand at the time, so I could have recorded a conversation with her, we certainly enjoyed catching up with Kate McGarry, one of the great New York-based vocalists, and finding out what she's been up to these days. And we'll be sharing more of her music with you as the months and years roll on here on Jazz America. Now, many of the famous artists who were at Jazz Connect made speeches on the spot in front of the entire gathering. One of them is the esteemed bassist, composer, band leader, and now the artistic director of the Newport Jazz Festival, Christian McBride. He received the Bruce Lundvall Award for Jazz Innovation and Vision. And from the stage, these are some of the thoughts he had for the audience. We'll follow that with some music from one of his great bands, Christian McBride and Inside Straight.
So as we've announced, the Bruce Lundvall Visionary Award is going to be given to Mr. Christian McBride sitting among us today.
Thank you very, very much. This is very unfamiliar territory for me in a certain sense, because I've heard a lot of phrases and words attributed to me through the years, but visionary has never been one of them. But to be called a visionary with Bruce Lundvall's name attached to it is a double honor. Speaking of visionaries, there actually are two kinds of visionaries. If you look at the meaning of visionary, it describes a whole lot of different people. So there are positive visionaries, and there are not so positive visionaries. Bruce Lundvall, of course, always brought a smile to everyone's face. The way he was able to resurrect Blue Note Records, put it back on the map, and all of the work that he did before that with Elektra Musician and Columbia Records. It is a great honor for me to accept this Bruce Lundvall Visionary Award. The last time I saw Bruce was right here in this room. And Bruce, I mentioned how I never got a chance to see him that often, but one of the times that we did cross paths was in 2007. He came to the Village Vanguard when I was playing with my yet unnamed quintet. And my main group at that time was sort of a hybrid, acoustic, electric sort of band. And Bruce Lundvall, after the set was over, he says, "Chris, I gotta talk to you. We go in the kitchen," and he grabs me, he says, "Look, I don't know what you gotta do, but you gotta keep this band together. This is what people wanna hear right now. Keep this band together, please." I said, "Wow, coming from Bruce Lundvall, I'm gonna do that." So I gave the band a name, it became Inside Straight, and then we wound up recording from Mack Avenue, two records from Mack Avenue, and that band introduced a young vibraphonist by the name of Warren Wolf to the jazz world, and I always credit the success of that band to Bruce Lundvall, because he pretty much ordered me to break up my other band and keep that band as my main band. He had an intensely strong work ethic, and I suppose that has to be one of the attributes of a visionary.
Christian McBride fits the bill for a person with an incredible work ethic. He does more different projects than anyone could ever imagine that he would have time for. From his album, Kind of Brown, here is the band he mentioned, Inside Straight, with Brother Mister on Jazz America from VOA 1. Since the theme of the Jazz Connect conference this year was the family of jazz, I thought I would play some of the great actual families of jazz who've made jazz history over the years. Among them, the Heath brothers, Jimmy, Percy, and Albert Tootie Heath of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. From their album, As We Were Saying, that's the song entitled The Newest One. More of the family affair of the Jazz Connect conference coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I'm going to read to you, though I always like to find out where the Jazz America listeners are hearing the show. And this person, Aqua Cromwell, did not give me that information, but I couldn't resist giving you this message because it had a subject line requesting a jazz song for my lover. And it reads as follows. I would like to dedicate a song to my great love and my everything, Francisca Acorili Atta. And also to let her know that she is the only one in my heart and I love her. And I also request the finest jazz song for her, and I extend my greetings to all VOA listeners and the workers. Thank you, Aqua Cromwell. Aqua, it is my pleasure to play a song that's just come out for you that was actually recorded in 2009. And since we're talking about the family of jazz, when the late Jimmy Scott, Little Jimmy Scott, they called him, the great jazz vocalist, passed away in 2014. Many people lamented his passing, but knew that he left a wonderful legacy. In 2009, before he passed away, a gathering of the jazz family, among them Dee Dee Bridgewater, James Moody, Kenny Barron, Peter Erskine, Joey DeFrancesco, Arturo O'Farrell, Oscar Castroneves, Bob Menser, Rene Olsted, and Gregoire Marais got together to honor him by recording with him. And here's one of those songs, How Deep is the Ocean, with Kenny Barron on piano, Jimmy Scott, from his album I Go Back Home, just out on VOA's Jazz America.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day? Travel to be proud. Would I travel? To be where you are. I love the journey. From here to the stars. And if I'd ever lost you,
thank you.
Since the theme of the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City in the first few days of the month of January was the family of jazz, I wanted to give you some more music from another family of jazz, literally, the Adderley brothers. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet. He wrote that song too, by the way, from the album Them Dirty Blues, recorded in 1960, Work Song. This is Russ Davis, and it's time to return to the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City for the music of Maria Schneider. Before we hear her brilliant jazz orchestra that she's led for so many years, let's get the thoughts of Maria Schneider. She was the keynote speaker for this year's Jazz Connect Conference.
We're going to turn to our keynote, and you might think our keynote speakers had a charmed life with 20 Grammy nominations, 5 Grammy Awards in jazz and classical, working with the great David Bowie, working with over 85 groups in 30 countries. Her passion and intellectual fire and creative drive is unparalleled. She is a fierce defender of the rights of musicians, of creators' rights. She has testified before the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Intellectual Property Rights and now has launched a new site called musicanswers.org. I don't think you want to mess with Maria, but I do think you want to hear what she has to say. So please welcome the 2017 Jazz Connect Conference keynote, the composer, band leader, advocacy champion, Maria Schneider.
Those of us who make a life in jazz know the unimaginable joy of making music with people all over the world. How fortunate we are to experience through our work the universal force of good that music is. I'd like to share 3 quick stories that illustrate that force. The first came when Scott Robinson told me about an old man he met in Japan. The man invited Scott into his home to show him his Victrola that during World War II he kept hidden in his basement. Why in his basement? Because this man's lifeline during World War II was secretly listening to Louis Armstrong. The next story happened 18 years ago when the United States was bombing Belgrade, and I was in communication with a young jazz journalist from there. He would write me describing the sounds of the bombs, and then in the next sentence, write me about American jazz musicians he loved and hoped to interview. How incredible that music could bridge that painful divide. Finally, just 8 years ago, working in Prague, 3 older jazz musicians generously took me around their city. I was so moved to hear them talk about the struggle of living under communism and how listening to jazz on the Voice of America was their true beacon of hope.
Thank you.
From her award-winning release, The Thompson Fields, that's Maria Schneider, keynote speaker for the 2017 Jazz Connect Conference, award-winning composer, arranger, and band leader with the Arbiters of Change. Here's another of the talented ladies who was at Jazz Connect this year, and part of the panel, What Does It Really Mean to Be a Woman in Jazz? Pianist Rachel Z, who's led her own bands as well as working with Wayne Shorter, with a cut from her album Everlasting, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
another of the talented ladies who's part of the family of jazz, Rachel Z, with Red Rain from Everlasting. More of our visit to Jazz Connect next hour.